Some Recollections of Mortality by Charles Dickens. Narrated by David McCran. I had parted from the small bird at somewhere about 4 o'clock in the morning, when he had got out at Arras, and had been received by 2 shovel hats in waiting at the station, who presented an appropriately ornithological and crow-like appearance. My compatriot and I had gone on to Paris, my compatriot enlightening me occasionally with a long list of the enormous grievances of French railway travelling, every one of which, as I am a sinner, was perfectly new to me, though I have as much experience of French railways as most uncommercials. I had left him at the terminus, through his conviction against all explanation and remonstrance that his baggage ticket was his passenger ticket, insisting in a very high temper to the functionary on duty that in his own personal identity he was 4 packages weighing so many kilograms as if he had been Cassim Baba. I had bathed and breakfasted and was strolling on the bright quays. The subject of my meditations was the question whether it is positively in the essence and nature of things, as a certain school of Britons would seem to think it, that a capital must be ensnared and enslaved before it can be made beautiful, when I lifted up my eyes and found that my feet, straying like my mind, had brought me to Notre Dame. That is to say, Notre Dame was before me, but there was a large open space between us. A very little while gone, I had left that space covered with buildings, densely crowded, and now it was cleared for some new wonder in the way of public street, place, garden, fountain, or all 4. Only the obscene little morgue, slinking on the brink of the river and soon to come down, was left there looking mortally ashamed of itself and supremely wicked. I had but glanced at this old acquaintance when I beheld an airy procession coming round in front of Notre Dame past the great hospital. It had something of a Masaniello look, with fluttering striped curtains in the midst of it, and it came dancing round the cathedral in the liveliest manner. I was speculating on a marriage in Blau's life, or a christening, or some other domestic festivity which I would see out, when I found, from the talk of a quick rush of blouses past me, that it was a body coming to the morgue. Having never before chanced...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?